The City Quick Connect podcast is brought to you by the Municipal Association of South Carolina.
Hey everyone, this is Russell Cox, editor of the Municipal Association of South Carolina's Uptown publication, and we are here today to talk about the Town of Sherrall's Achievement Award win in 2023. So joining me is Rob Wolf. Rob is the town manager for the Town of Sherrall. It is morning when we're recording, so Rob, I'll say good morning.
Good morning to you too, Russell, and I'm happy to be here and or with you digitally and talk a little bit more about what we've been up to here in Sherrall, and hopefully some other cities can learn something and take it to their people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I can say Sherrall has a dear place to my heart. Growing up in the Boy Scouts, spent plenty of time at Sherrall State Park, and Rob and I were just talking about this. I am a lover of historic buildings, and Sherrall has some tremendous ones. Old St. David's Church, the town hall from the 1800s, one of the most distinctive town halls in the state.
It is impressive, and credit where credit's due. You know, we're not Charleston or a coastal city, but I would argue that the town of Sherrall has the best preserved historic district, the best mm-hmm. preserved collection of buildings for an inland historic district in the state. I'd love to be proved wrong because I love historic buildings too, but I've been to a lot of places in the state and I have not found one off the coast like Sherrall.
Mm-hmm. And it's also, as the hometown of Dizzy Gillespie, you have that fantastic statue of Dizzy Gillespie with his bent trumpet.
Absolutely. And a quick plug for us, too. If you are a fan of jazz, the South Carolina Jazz Festival, I'm not sure when this is going to air, but we mm-hmm. do host it the third Saturday of every October. So this year, Jazz Festival is going to be October 19th, 20th, 21st, and 22nd. And so if anyone listening wants to come explore Sherrall and get some live jazz entertainment, a lot of it free, a lot of it mm-hmm. open to the public, come on down. We'd love to have you here. So
very nice. Very nice. Well, we are, as much as we could talk historic buildings, we are here to talk about the Achievement Award win for the town. This year, it was a network of cameras on Sherrall streets capable of reading license plate numbers from vehicles automatically, providing cost-effective assistance to police efforts. So can you, Rob, talk to us about how the town got to the decision to install this kind of system?
Yeah, so we started out, a little background on this system. We first put up several of these cameras in one of our low to moderate income neighborhoods here in town as part of a community development block grant neighborhood revitalization program. And we selected these camera systems because we had a issue with property crime in that particular neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And once we installed these cameras, and like you said, they read every vehicle's license plate that goes by. And a good way to think of it is the equivalent of if we have one on a corner and it reads every license plate that goes by, that's the equivalent of having a police officer stationed only at that corner and running every single license plate that goes by. Mm-hmm. So it's a powerful tool. And what we found is in this neighborhood revitalization program, just installing these three cameras reduced property crime in the area by 60%, mm-hmm. which is, of course, a tremendous number. And our mayor, Andy Ingram, and our town council, they decided to expand this network of cameras to encompass the whole town, essentially. And so we did it in two phases. The first phase, we installed 48 cameras at strategic points around the city. And phase two, we installed an additional 54, I believe. So we have right at 100 of the cameras now. But basically, these cameras cover every major point throughout the town. And so I always joke with my friends and family, don't come visit me if you have active warrants, because we will find you. And so basically, it is impossible if you have a if you have active warrants, or if you have a stolen vehicle or stolen license plates, it is not possible to come through the town of Terral without getting caught. And it has been a tremendous tool in enhancing public safety inside the town.
And I did want to get into that impact, because I remember the initial presentation at the nomination stage of the awards, that there was discussion of how many vehicles were recovered. And I'm sure it may have gone up since then, just that and other things that happen.
So they have been, as I said, a tremendous asset. And just to give you an idea, now my stats are from when we applied for the award, so I have not updated them. But at the time, they had been in operation for about a year and a half, give or take a month or so. And during that time, we had 157 hits on vehicles related to criminal activity. We've recovered 34 stolen vehicles. We've caught an additional 33 stolen vehicles that we were not able to catch here in town, but we were able to notify adjacent agencies that they were coming through. And we've also recovered 27 stolen license plates. And while I have not been able to independently verify this, I've had at least two separate individuals come to me and say that Terral leads the state in the recovery of stolen vehicles due to this camera system. Mm-hmm. And this is in addition to their use in helping solve property crime. We can identify what vehicles were in certain areas when crimes were taking place, so we can kind of narrow down suspects or get a better sense of where people might have been going if we knew a crime occurred. And it's even recovered missing persons. We have recovered three missing persons using this camera system. And those are people who may be elderly and have memory problems that we were able to track down, or people who wandered away. And I believe it's also solved a couple of homicides as well. So it's been a very, very powerful tool. And I'll go ahead and mention this now, though we might get to it in a minute. We do pay for these cameras each year. The total cost of that system is about the cost of one patrol officer in the town. So it's a great, great value for us.
Because, of course, the camera system extending everywhere it does and running continuously is essentially on the lookout more than a single officer could possibly be on patrol.
Absolutely. And that's nothing against our officers. It's just amazing how technology with a computer brain can run all day. And they're solar powered and they run on, I believe, a cell phone network. So, you know, they're impossible to take down. They'll keep working no matter what.
What is the data like that comes in for anyone who is wrapping their heads around this? What could they imagine in terms of the data they would receive from a system like this?
So you can imagine it does generate a tremendous amount of data, because it does take, you know, if we have 14,000 vehicles go by on one of these cameras, it's going to take 14,000 pictures during that time period. So you can imagine it does generate a tremendous amount of data. And the fortunate part, as you know, we get further into the 21st century and we get into smart cities and the Internet of Things, we don't have to sift through that data. The way it works is the cameras are actually linked to cell phones that our officers have. And if someone comes through with, say, an active warrant or a stolen vehicle comes through, the camera will take a picture, automatically run it against the National Crime Database, and send an alert to our officers on shift and our captains and lieutenants on shift, letting them know where that vehicle is. And it will continue to track them through the city as it does so. So it is an immediate response tool in that regard. Now, say we're investigating a crime where there were no active warrants and it didn't ping anybody, we can actually search a database that where all these images are stored, and they're stored for a temporary amount of time. We can't store them indefinitely, obviously, unless they're related to a crime. But we can actually search by license plate number, and it will automatically pull through that database it's generated. So as long as we know about something within so many days, we will be able to find where a vehicle was at a specific time.
We've talked a little about the cost, but I'd be interested in learning more how the thought process behind funding this.
So this is we fund this purely out of general funds. While the first cameras were paid for with a community development block grant, you know, public safety, especially in the last few years, has become more and more of an issue for cities. And as everyone knows who's in a position that hires or is responsible for hiring, it's getting more and more difficult to hire police officers. There's a general shortage of police officers in the state of South Carolina. And so this was I don't want to use the term convenient, but this was a great tool that we could incorporate that enhances our existing capacity for public safety. This is certainly not a replacement for patrol officers, but in the situation where, again, us being a rural community and resources in general are limited, and with the difficulty of hiring police officers at the moment, this is a great tool to enhance our public safety abilities in the town at a very low cost, or very moderate cost, I guess I should say. So we're able to use this and fund it directly out of general fund each year. And again, as I said earlier, it's for the cost of what essentially one and a half patrol officers is on our payroll each year.
And as you describe the relationship of what it does to what the officers on patrol do, that it's a form of a force multiplier, essentially, of the officers.
Yes. You know, instead of, say, an officer just driving around streets and randomly checking license plates that they go by, this will direct them to where they need to go at that moment. So for a comparison, if you're familiar with retail or anything like that, it's almost the equivalent of public safety just on time delivery. We know where we're supposed to be right when we need to be there in cases where there's active crimes or active warrants.
So what would you say for this project, for everything that's happening with policing in Sherrall, what is next in all of this? What's coming next?
That is a very, very good question. So this year we feel like we have successfully completed this project where we have the number of cameras we need to cover the town of Sherrall. Again, we're not a very large city. Obviously, it's going to be more expensive in a larger municipality. So we have reached the end of this project, and we will maintain it from here on out.
So no perceived need for expansion beyond where you are now with it.
No, we will continue to address hotspots with, say, we're doing another neighborhood revitalization grant in another part of town right now, and adding additional cameras to that neighborhood is part of that grant. But in general, the system has reached the maximum size it will reach here in Sherrall. Now, that being said, one of the key takeaways from this project is the power that new technologies can offer municipalities in public safety. And so thinking to the future and seeing the success of this program is we will continue to be open to any new technology that comes along that could potentially enhance public safety in Sherrall. As I said, small rural community, it's not like we're going to be swimming in resources anytime soon. And so anything we can look at to enhance our abilities will be on the table. What that is, I don't know, but every year brings new technologies for us.
So based on this discussion, I think some of what other cities and towns could learn from this effort is evident from the way we've been talking about it. But is there anything in addition you might want to say to any city leaders, South Carolina or elsewhere, who might be considering a effort like this?
So again, I would say be open-minded to what these technologies can offer your city. I think it's very unfair that a lot of rural communities are kind of thought of as backwards in terms of technology, backwards in terms of capabilities. And it's really an issue of resources. We all understand how computers work. We all have smartphones for the most part. These things can be incorporated into your city and you can actively utilize them. And you should actively seek out these opportunities for how mm-hmm. you can be incorporating these into your existing infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Our system only required purchasing the cameras. Everything else we already had on hand. You know, our officers already had smartphones. Well, that's it, actually. That's all you needed. So there was nothing wild about incorporating this into our existing public safety infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Now, I will head off a couple of questions I've gotten about this system. These cameras are not red light cameras. They are not speed cameras. They mm-hmm. are purely for public safety. They do not generate revenue for us in the form of traffic tickets or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So if that is something you're interested in, that's not something I can help you with.
Where you talk about, or you talk about the adoption of new technology, that makes me think in terms of when this idea first came about, what did it look like in terms of the town becoming aware of it and deciding to move ahead with it?
I have to admit, this project started before my time. I've been in the town of Terrell for about 4.5 years mm-hmm. now, and this project started before I was here. And to my knowledge, this was a technology that our police chief at the time had learned about by visiting a conference and mm-hmm. talking to one of the vendors there. And he brought it back to the town. And again, as part of this grant, we said, well, we'll give it a shot. And it's just kind of grown from there.
Mm-hmm. From a pilot phase to full implementation.
Yeah. Like I said, in that initial revitalization program, we saw that property crime drop as much as 60%, which is, again, astronomical. Mm-hmm. And again, kind of the impetus for expanding that program is we were having issues with property crime here in town, things of that nature. So this has really helped curb some of those issues. You know, if somebody steals a trailer or an ATV, something large that you have to, you know, it's no replacement for locking your doors, but if it's something large you have to transport with a vehicle, we can use it pretty effectively to track where those things are going and try to pin down a location.
In your experience, seeing that crime rate decline in the community by 60%, what does that mean to that community for that much of a change to happen?
It's a feeling of safety. Mm-hmm. It really comes down to feeling comfortable in your own community. We engage with a lot of needs assessments in our communities here in town through our efforts with the CDBG programs. And one of the top concerns that always comes up is public safety and the need for enhanced security measures in our neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And that's everything from starting a neighborhood watch to wanting to see more officers patrolling through the neighborhoods, to improving or to having these security cameras. And initially, and I will say, when we first started, some people were skeptical about these cameras, thinking we were trying to track them or look through their window or anything they could, you know, Big Brother's watching. Mm-hmm. But that's not what it's about. It really is about enhancing public safety within these neighborhoods. And so for them to know that their community is a little bit safer is of tremendous value to us. Mm-hmm. You know, it keeps them happy. It helps retain their property values. It helps retain their neighborhood character. Mm-hmm. And it just makes it overall better for everybody. So being able to expand it to the whole town has really, really helped curb some of those issues we've been facing and a lot of cities are facing around the mm-hmm. state right now.
Well, as we wrap things up, any final thoughts?
No, I appreciate your time this morning, and I'm always happy to share with what the city is doing and other places. You know, my big thing is as we enter the 21st century and these new technologies become available, not just for public safety, but for anything, everything from economic development to utility systems to public works departments, keep an open mind about how these new technologies can be incorporated into your existing services. Mm-hmm. And how can you make them better and more efficient? Efficiency, effectiveness, that's the name of the game in municipal government. And technology is certainly pushing us towards that.
You're making me think of all the move I've seen over the years towards remote water meter reading.
Yeah, fortunately, we do have remote water meters in the town now. So it's, I'll give you another perfect example. We're in the process of launching a text message service. Mm-hmm. You know, Facebook has been good, email has been good, but we got to stay where the people are. And mm-hmm. so we're in the process of launching a text message service right now where people can sign up. And if we have events or news alerts going out, we can send a text message and it's right there on their phone right away.
Meeting them where they are. Yeah. All right. Well, I can say for those listening, for any of you who are thinking about Municipal Association Achievement Awards, who want to brainstorm for submissions for the 2024 awards, which are coming up, if you want to look through the winners this year, we have the videos all on the Municipal Association's website, www.masc.se. If you search for Achievement Awards, you can find Sherrall's and everyone else's. And with that, I can say, Rob, thank you for taking the time to talk to us about all of this.
No problem. Thank you, Russell. I'm always, like I said, I'm a big proponent of R&D, reusing mm-hmm. and duplicating. So if somebody can take it from us, I'm here for it.
Very good. Well, thank you.
No problem. Y'all have a great day.
The City Quick Connect podcast is one of several ways the Municipal Association keeps you informed of the opportunities and issues impacting South Carolina cities and towns. Learn more at www.masc.sc and stay up to date with the Association's latest happenings on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.